This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and the Odyssey app. So, some of you know this, some of you don't, but this week I've been filling in on Mad Dog Sports Radio. I've been on there from 8 to 11 in the morning, and yesterday I got a chance to catch up with CC Sabathia. It was pretty cool to catch up with CC Sabathia. He's certainly a player that I watched growing up as a kid. He's actually going into the Pro Baseball Hall of Fame. He was inducted on the first ballot. He is going to go in as a New York Yankee. I want to play my conversation with you, with the future Hall of Famer. Our conversation started with, what was it like to get that call?
Yeah, no, it was a surreal day, kind of. Kind of leading up to that day, they have this Hall of Fame tracker. It's a website that you can check, and everybody kept telling me, don't check it. And I was checking it every 3 minutes. And by the time we got down to that Tuesday, I was checking it probably every 30 seconds and just trying to make sure that, you know, I was over the threshold. But they tell you that they're going to call from, like, you know, 6 o'clock to like 6:45, and it got to be about 6:35. And I'm like, if they don't call, we just had a good party and we can do it again next year. But, we ended up getting a call, and, I was just kind of in shock sitting there, and then my daughter grabs me, and then I kind of, you know, snap out of it and get a chance to celebrate. But it was an incredible night. A lot of fun to have my family and my kids there. I feel like my kids have been such a huge part of my career, and to be able to have, you know, them be a part of that that night was amazing.
I don't know if you've made the decision yet. Have you decided what cap you're going to wear going into the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, it's a Yankee hat.
I was just curious. I know, you know, you also played in Cleveland. You're in their Hall of Fame. You had a great career with the Yankees. I was just curious what team you were going in as.
Yeah, because I played for the Yankees longer. I ended up playing there 11 years, and, I still live there. I'm in the area. When I signed there, me and my wife, we wanted a place where we could, you know, raise our kids and, like, kind of, you know, put our roots down. And, you know, New York was that spot, and, you know, it was the best decision we ever made, you know, signing there almost 17 years ago now.
Right now, we're talking to CC Sabathia about his Hall of Fame career. He is down in Atlanta for the All-Star festivities. I don't think people talk nearly enough about your time in the Brewers, right there in the middle, kind of sandwiched in between your time between Cleveland and New York. How important was that stop in Milwaukee to your baseball career?
I think that stop was very important. I'm glad you said it like that, just because, in 2007, I won the Cy Young, and we go into that postseason as probably the best team in the American League. We were very young. I was 27 years old. I was just kind of coming into my prime, and, you know, we go into the playoffs and I pitched horribly. I still say if I pitched the way I should have in that postseason, we win the World Series hands down. And it probably changes my career, changes a lot of people's careers, changes, you know, Cleveland history and all of that stuff. But I just wasn't prepared. And, you know, having a chance to get traded, pitch those games down the stretch in Milwaukee and kind of learn what it takes to pitch in big games prepared me for the next year when I get, you know, signed free agent with the Yankees and we go into that postseason as the best team. And, you know, I was able to anchor down and be the ace and, you know, carry us to the World Series.
It's also kind of hard to explain this for people that like live outside the Midwest. So I'm born and raised in Kansas City. And just whenever the Royals made a run, it was just a very different energy about it because you never thought you would see this before. I imagine that energy, that excitement for that year that you helped Milwaukee get to the postseason. I imagine the energy was so electric because, A, they're adding a player like you in the prime of their career. And they also think that, hey, we can win a World Series this year.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was incredible, the energy just in the city. You know, even just where I lived, like it would be after games, it would be people dropping off cookies at our house, and like you know, just the city, the way they embraced was incredible. But the organization and the guys I got to play with, you know, Ricky Weeks, Prince Fielder, Mike Cameron, Billy Hall, are some of my best friends. You know, still to this day. I mean, you know, I was just with Prince last night. You know, I was with Mike Cameron two nights ago. So. You know, the friendships and the lifelong bonds that we built in just that 2.5 months that I was there was incredible, and just let you know how special that run was and, you know, how close that team and that clubhouse was.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I have to ask you this question. So recently, Prince Fielder, his son, he just signed with the Brewers. He's 19 years old. Has there been a player for you that has kind of come around that like made you feel old? Because, you know, these are guys that are your friends and now their kids are going on to be professional baseball player. I'm sure at some point like this moment has happened to you.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, even with my son, you know, he's 21 years old playing at the University of Houston, and, you know, he's on the verge of starting his pro career. So, you know, watching, you know, your replacement as a man, you know, it makes you feel old, but it makes you feel good and it motivates you to be a better person. I think, but my real coming to, you know, Jesus realization moment that I was old was facing Daz Cameron. I used to shag with him when I was in Milwaukee. We were shagging the outfield and he was 14, 15 years old. And then my last year playing 2019, I had to face him. He hits a double off me, and I looked at my wife. I was like, yeah, it's time for us to go home.
Right now, we're joined by CC Sabathia. CC, going through a little bit of your high school career, you were a great athlete at everything you tried. You were great at basketball, baseball, football. What was the thing that made you decide that you wanted to go down this path and become a pitcher?
Honestly, baseball kind of really chose me. You said it right. I mean, I played football. I played basketball. I played soccer as a kid. And I played, you know, all three all the way through my senior year of high school. You know, I get drafted in the first round, you know, June of 98. And my thinking was, you know, I can, you know, go, you know, take this money for my family. And, you know, if it doesn't work out, I can go back in 2 years and, you know, play college football. Chris Winkie had just kind of did that. So it was an example for that. So I'm like, all right, I'll give this baseball thing a try, you know, see what happens. And 2 years later, I was in the big leagues.
Who was sort of a mentor or sort of an inspiration for you? And I guess on the second half, I mean, I'm sure there is someone that has come up to you. Like, I don't have to tell you, there's not a lot of African-Americans that play baseball. There's not a lot of black pitchers. So I'm sure that there is someone that's come up to you and said, hey, you were an inspiration to me. Who is that person for you? Has somebody told you that you were that person for them?
For me, it would be Dave Stewart. You know, I got a chance to watch him. You know, I met him as a kid and, you know, grew up in the Bay Area. Those mid-80s Oakland A's teams are really good. So, you know, it was a blessing to be able to watch him and, you know, be able to just see, you know, guys that look like me. I think, you know, at the time when I grew up, you know, the percentage of black baseball players in the league were super high. And I think it may have been at its highest it's ever been. So on every team I looked around, you could see somebody that looked like you and you can imitate them. And, you know, I always wanted to be that, you know, for my community. And, you know, I think, you know, it's been Taj Bradley. It's been, you know, so many different guys that have come to me and been like, hey, you know, I love the way you wore your hat. I love the way that you wore your Jordans and all these different things. And that just makes me feel good because that's all I wanted to be, you know, after, you know, having a chance to meet Dave Stewart at 9 years old.
I'm assuming that you have some pretty you got some crazy kicks in the closet. Like, you were one of the ones that always got the player editions. I'm assuming that you have some shoes in the closet that you even forgot you had.
Yeah, I do. My wife gets upset. You know, my shoe closet is pretty crazy. Shoes all over the place up in the attic. But yeah, there's some pairs that probably get lost for sure.
I'm looking through your pro baseball reference page. You actually hit 3 home runs in your career. Tell us one of the stories from when you hit a home run.
So my last home run I hit was at Dodger Stadium. And I was always – no, so the second home run I hit two homers in 1 year in 2008. But the one at Dodger Stadium was kind of funny because I would always give the guys on the team in Cleveland, I would always, you know, talk crap and – you're like, hey, let me get a DH. Let me hit. Like, let me hit for myself. You know, I don't need a DH today. And that day, we were facing Chan Ho Park, and I get the third out of the second inning. So I'm coming up to hit the top of the third, and Casey Blake was our third baseman. So he hid my helmet, my bat, and my batting glove. So I'm running all around the dugout, up and down in the clubhouse, looking for my stuff in between innings. And he kind of just set it out on the on-deck circle. So I was pretty pissed off. Like, I was upset. I didn't get any chance to swing on deck. And so I just ran. I walked up to the plate. I was looking in the dugout. I was mad at Casey. Took the first two pitches, and then Chan Ho throws one right down the middle. I swung as hard as I could. So it was pretty cool to be able to hit a home run first in Dodger Stadium and then, you know, to be able to tell that story.
I just hope that you have the ball because, I mean, you accomplished a lot of great things in your career. I mean, you won a Cy Young. You were ALCS MVP. You won a World Series. You know, you were in a team's Hall of Fame. You're going in the Pro Baseball Hall of Fame. As a kid from California to hit a home run at Dodger Stadium, and you're a pitcher, that would be my number one prized possession.
Yeah, you know what? I don't have the ball, but I got the bat. And all 3 of my homers I hit with Adam Dunn bats. So 3 different Adam Dunn bats. Every time we would play them in interleague, I would make him give me a bat. And then I just always figured that his bat's got a lot of homers in them. So I always use his bats.
That is C.C. Sabathia joining us on the show today. He is going in the Pro Baseball Hall of Fame as a first ballot inductee. C.C., you had an incredible career. It was always fun to watch you. It was an honor to have you join us today, man. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you, bro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.